The hidden node for August 24th, 2014. Hey everybody, it is the, you know, I have lost track what episode of the podcast it is. 22nd? 23rd? I forget which. So, it is Sunday. Not gonna get to the episode theme for just a minute. Just, you know, updates for the day, actually. Today was a pretty good day. We managed to get some housework done. We've been planning for a while now to try to do this whole prep a few meals on Sunday, so that way, as the week progressed, we could just, you know, quick zap them or quick pop them in the oven when we get home instead of, you know, worrying about meal prep. Just as a way of trying to save a little bit of money. We've been going out to eat a little bit too often, and, you know, granted, just the two of us, it adds up. You know, when you can have a quick meal for, you know, $3-4 that will feed us not only that night, as well as a couple of nights following, or at least a couple of meals following, it kind of stacks up compared to, you know, $20-30 at a nearby restaurant. The same. Did that, get a couple of meals ready, and decided to bake a cake. Or at least Patty did. I ended up helping her with it. Not sure why, but she just, you know, decided today was the day she wanted to get back into baking. And, ended up making an apple spice cake. From scratch, like flour and everything, and to the point where I had to use the mortar and pestle on the, cloves of, allspice we had that I had to grind up. The cake is awesome. Definitely some improvements next time. Probably a little bit more raisins. Probably kept the apples up a little bit smaller. But otherwise, it's delicious. So, if you'd like some, feel free to come by. But it'll only be here for another 2, maybe 3 days. We'll see. So, one other thing before we get to the topic. So, there's a good chance I'm probably going to stay out of work tomorrow morning. Might go in late. I don't remember if I mentioned it before, but for the past kind of week and a half, one of our cats, the youngest, has been kind of under the weather, not feeling too well, and kind of poopy. We thought he was doing okay, because, you know, I would say Monday, Tuesday of last week, kind of had an upswing, but then Friday, he seemed to be getting really lethargic, and for a cat that's only maybe a year old, that's, I don't know, for me it's a little concerning, but we'll find out. Going to go see the vet, Dr. Heidi, tomorrow, and give you guys an update to how Kitty Man is doing. So, the theme for this episode, we are closing into the finale, aren't we? Because, what is it, shouldn't Friday be the first official deadline for the Dr. Heidi's podcasting? Well, just a few days away. So, 6 episodes between now and then, although, yeah, it looks like I'm definitely going to have to be catching up on the weekend just to make it. We'll see. The theme. So, as I said in previous episodes, I've been a part of many game communities, most for a few weeks, months, just to kind of get a feel for them, see how they are. But more often than not, they kind of fizzle after a while. Mostly because most of them are run by younger people who, frankly, don't understand the amount of effort and energy it takes to manage people, to manage organizations, and to keep people interested. So, it was in 2008, late 2008, I want to say, that I first came across F7 Land's, one of their Team Fortress 2 servers. Played it a few times. It was nice. The members of that community seemed interesting. Ended up joining their attack defense server on TF2 and stuck around for quite some time. To the point where I paid for a membership, I think, through 2013. It might be 2015. I don't remember which. but had a pretty long-standing membership. Even ended up running a podcast for them for about half a year. Podcast eventually went defunct after, well, it doesn't help when one of the hosts goes off to medical school and another one of the hosts goes off to, you know, I forget what he went off to do for college, but basically everybody else went off to college. So, kind of didn't help for the community's podcast to keep going. But it was fun. Inadvertently, it was kind of the one that kind of killed the Transdimensional Cafe podcast, because I took an effort to move all my gaming talk from the Transdimensional Cafe to the F7 podcast, which kind of killed like half the main conversations I had with my friends in TDC. Whoops. But F7 was an interesting community. It was a community of people who, the core group, they're kind of Atlanta-based. They had known each other for years, and they just kind of built upon that friendship. And primarily with TF2, a couple of other servers, but predominantly that was their main cause. And for a while, it was a really nice growing community. The only problem with TF2 was there was an issue with, I don't know, but basically management. In that you had a couple of good people running it who had different good skill sets, but interpersonal people skills were not part of that. Forks was a really good guy when he came to developing things. When he came to communicating and resolving things, he was pretty good. His big problem, he couldn't tell someone no. And he didn't know how to rein in the people under him. He basically is the head admin there. And a really nice, great guy. But he couldn't tell some of the other admins no. Then you had Sleeper, who was basically the admin you kind of hate it. Sleeper tried very hard to act like a very big person, that he was in charge, and he had to be respected to the point of fault, to the point where the community eventually, right around, I want to say July, August 2010, right around that time, the community suffered a splintering. There was a group that basically had the issue of they wanted to feel a bit more respect within the community. They wanted to feel like they didn't want to get threatened by an admin every time they came on just because the admin didn't like them. They followed the rules and all that. And so there was talks of, you know, giving an admin ultimatum or having the community splinter. Well, somewhere or another, someone recorded the conversation, and basically, the admin said, fine, splinter the community. Well, that was kind of a death knell, because both communities are a shadow of what F7 has once been, and it's been 4 years, and frankly, neither one of them is really growing. Most of the people who stayed behind in F7 were, you know, the administration and, you know, their immediate supporters, and a lot of others left. And a lot of the others were the ones who were kind of the focused on doing community events, focused on building up the community. And unfortunately, without the kind of technological support from the admin staff, well, their new community didn't really spring up. So essentially you had the equivalent of sales and IT fighting each other, and then the splitting and realizing that neither one of them was really good by themselves. They were great together, but, you know, like I said, most of these communities suffered from one thing. They don't know how to manage people, and they don't know how to deal. So that is kind of the results of, you know, F7 politics. Community's still around. They still game a bit. But these days, it's not really a part of them anymore, and I kind of miss it. That's okay, though, because, you know, back to the old community nowadays, and, well, they're just kind of doing awesome. And tomorrow's episode, we're going to talk about a different part of game communities. We're going to be talking about MMOs. And if I can get him on, I'm going to try to drag another member of previous Dog Days of Podcasting on here. See if Andrew wants to join me in talking about the games that, that I met him through. So, podcasting and gaming. Yeah, they work well together. Anyway, talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye-bye.